Start again from the Mishnah on Peivav Amud Beis. We're dealing here with this in this perek with the concept of husbands and fathers being able to knock down a neder of a daughter or of a wife. So what happens if the hafara, if the knockdown of the neder was a mistake? It was a hafara b'taos. In other words, he thought he was knocking down the neder of his wife, but he had never heard the neder of his wife. He heard the neder of his daughter. And now what's he going to do? So the Mishnah says he has to redo it. You have to get the hafara right. You have to know who is making the neder. You have to know what the neder is. And in knowing the correct neder and directing it to the noder, a person can reject a neder. So the Mishnah says, Nadra Ishto. If a man's wife made the neder, but Savur Shanadra Bito, he heard a female voice say, I'm not going to have fruit from anybody. He thought it was his daughter making the neder. It really was his wife. And he rejects it. He thinks he's rejecting his daughter's neder. He doesn't realize he's really rejecting his wife's neder. But his daughter really had made no neder. Nadra Bito, or if it's the opposite, his daughter's the one who makes the neder. The Savur Shanadra Ishto, he thought it was his wife making the neder, and he thought he was rejecting his wife's neder. Nadra Benazir, he heard a woman make a neder about Nazirus. The Savur Shanadra Bekarban, he thought that the neder wasn't to become a Nazira, but the neder was just to bring a karban. Nadra Bekarban, she had in fact made a neder to bring a karban. The Savur, he was under the misimpression that Shanadra Benazir, that she had made a neder to become a Nazira. He's rejecting that neder. But what he's rejecting is the wrong neder. She made a neder not to have figs. He thought she had made a neder not to have grapes. And he's rejecting the neder of grapes. But really the thing to reject is the one about the figs. She made a neder about grapes. But he's under the misimpression that she had made a neder not to have figs. And he's rejecting that. But really there was no such neder. So what's the halacha? Even though when he's told what the real neder is, he says, oh, I would have wanted that off. It's my wife who made the neder. I would have wanted that off. He needs to return and re-reject. Because the rejection has to be on the right person, knowing exactly what they said. Rabbi, rejection has to be correct. It can't be mistaken. Yeah.
Does the woman have to hear the husband rejecting the neder?
Nope.
Does the husband have to hear the neder, or he could hear somebody say that she said it?
He doesn't have to hear the exact neder, but he has to know what it really was, right? Someone can tell him.
He doesn't have to inform her that I've rejected your neder.
Correct. I mean, it's not right because she's going to get some level of aveira if she thinks she's violating a neder when really the neder was gone, but no, he doesn't have to inform her.
Rabbi, he cannot make a generalized, he says, whoever made the nether in this house is
we'll see. We'll see. That's what the Gemara is going to struggle with. Good. But the Mishnah says that a mistaken rejection is not a rejection. That's the law of the Mishnah.
Can we say that we're learning here from Korbanah that he did the Machshava on the same person that did really the nether or not?
Why are we learning from Karbanos?
Because I see it like it's a Ishtonadra. Mm-hmm. When he metir the neder, he metir al bito. So it's
right.
Not. So his machshava was not on the person that made the neder.
Correct. The thought has to be on the person.
I'm learning from this that you need to have the machshava when you say it to the person that did the neder. I cannot think now about
Izzy
or
Moshe. Correct. That's correct. That's the law that you have to.
This is like Korban. I need to have the Machshava
That's I mean a little bit different because here it's that you have to be precise. You have to I'm rejecting my wife's neder and the neder was this. It can't be I'm rejecting my daughter's neder when really it was my wife. So the Gemara now asks, L'meimra. Now what would be the source for this? The pasuk about rejection of a neder. The pasuk says, V'im biyom shmoa ishai, from the day that her husband hears, the day her father hears, yani osa. He will frustrate her, he will reject her. So that seems to imply that yani osa, he will reject her, dafkahu. He will reject particularly her. It won't be, he'll reject in general. He'll reject her. So if Yani Osa is Dafka, then elsewhere in Halacha also things should have to be particular. And we know that in regards to tearing Kriya for a deceased relative, the Bryce is going to tell us it doesn't have to be particular. Vagabe crime. What about tearing for deceased relatives? Dichsev al al. It says that the tearing is on. So on so and so seems to mean that it has to be precise. Dichsev the pasuk says that when David HaMelech heard what had happened to his father-in-law Shaul and to his best friend Yehonasan, David tore Al Shaul, he tore his garment once for Shaul, and he tore a second time, Va'al Yonasan Beno, for Yonasan his son. So it seems to imply that it has to be precise. Al Shaul, Va'al Yonasan is as precise as Yani Osa, he will reject her. But yet, V'tanya, we learned in Ebraisa, Amru lo meis aviv, if they run in and they say, your father died, V'kara, and he tore his garment. But then it turns out that it wasn't his father who died, it was his son who died. Yatzi Yedei Kriya. He's fulfilled his obligation of tearing. He doesn't have to tear again. So I don't understand why, when a pasuk says, Al Shaul, Al Yehonasan, do we have a law that if he tore for one relative and it turns out that was the wrong relative, it works. And yet when we have the pasuk Yani Osa, he will reject her, do we say, if he rejected the neder of daughter, but it turns out that he had to reject the neder of wife, it doesn't work. It's the same type of thing. Here and here, the verse seems to say it has to be precise, it has to be detailed, it has to be right. And yet, in one halacha, in regards to hafaras nedarim, you say it really means that, it has to be precise. And yet in regards to kriya, in regards to tearing for a relative, the brisa says it doesn't really have to be precise. He tore thinking it was his father, it turns out it was his son, the kriya worked.
Why are they using kriya why are they choosing that?
Because of the word, al Yehonasan, the al Shaul, because there it seems to be precise also. And here it's based on the pasuk Yani Osa. Not Gzeirah Shavah, it's a similar drasha. Right? Just like here we're darshaning from the words, he will reject her, meaning it has to be her, it can't be mistaken. Here it says, on Yonasan, on Shaul, it has to be on them, not mistaken seemingly. Amri, they answered in the yeshiva, and this gets to Baruch's suggestion. Lo kasha, it's not a contradiction. Habistam, habamifaresh. One is dealing with a general act, and the other is dealing with a detailed act. In other words, if he was told somebody died, and he tears his garment, he thought it was his father who died. It turns out it was his son who died. That's a tear that works. Similarly, in regards to Hafaras Nedarim, if he was just told there was a neder, And he was, he said, okay, I'm rejecting the neder. He had assumed it was so-and-so. Really, it was the daughter. The neder would be rejected. When did our Mishnah say that a rejection by mistake doesn't work? When he was told, it is your father who died. Not told that somebody died. Or when he was told, it was your wife who made the neder. And he rejected, saying, okay, I'm rejecting my wife's neder. I'm tearing for my father. He detailed the wrong one. And then it turns out it was somebody else. Then it doesn't work. But Tanya, and we have a brisa like this. Amru lo meis aviv. If they tell him that father died. Vikar ani tor. V'yachakach nimtze b'no. Then it turns out that it was the son who died. Lo yatzi yedei kriya. He doesn't fulfill his obligation of tearing. Amru lo meis. Lo meis. But if they told him somebody died. Uksavar avivu, and he thought it was his father who died, Vikar and he tore. Yachakach nimsa b'no, but it turns out it was only his son. That's the case of Yatzi Yedei Kriya. So that really is Baruch's suggestion. If it's a general tearing, if it's a general nullification, it would work. Even though in his mind he was thinking one, it was really something else. But if it was a detailed tearing, he was told something detailed, he said something detailed, so then tearing for the father wouldn't work for the son. And that's the point of our Mishnah. Nullifying for the daughter doesn't work for the wife. He was detailed. He was told in a detailed way it's the daughter. He said it's doing for the daughter, but really it's the wife. So that doesn't work for the wife.
But the wife will work for the daughter?
No, either way it wouldn't work. What would work would be general. If he did it, Bistama. Well, it wouldn't be, you know, he was told there was a neder made, and he said, like, I'm rejecting the neder. In his mind, he leaped to assume it was a particular relative. Okay? That would still reject the neder. But if he was told it was your daughter, and he says, I'm rejecting my daughter's neder, but it turns out it was his wife, that's when we said that a mistaken rejection doesn't work.
Medir this neder. By saying I'm medir this neder, it's really should work because he's saying this neder, whatever he heard, I'm medir.
Yeah, but maybe here already it's not Yanio's side. He doesn't know the right thing. He's thinking the wrong thing. Perhaps.
Both Kriya is part of Tayar.
Nope, no, it's not. It's a halacha. You have to do it. It's from the Navi, right? Al Yonah's son, Al Shaul. It's from the Navi. But as the Rishonim explain, when Chazal are going to make their laws, when the Neviim make their laws, it'll pattern it to the Torah. It'll be patterned on the biblical model called the Tikkun Rabbanan. So they would always make it like biblical law. So if here things don't have to be detailed, that must mean that in biblical law things don't have to be detailed.
Should be different because he has the same for you. No, he doesn't have for you. He has the right to medir of ishto and bito. So the pasuk say the new town could be on both of them. If he has no right to medir the neder of David, he has just the right to medir neder of ishto, then when he says zeh neder, then we can understand the talad neder. Yes, that he has the obligation of to medir bito like ishto.
Right.
So why the new town will help me?
Once the pasuk yani ota, he will reject her. It seems to say it has to be detailed. Ota.
Oh, because we just said we will reject.
So yani, right?
Yeah. So the zeh is not helping. Whoever said it.
Right.
So that was one suggestion. Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi said another way of explaining the issues of tearing garments. Not that there's a difference between tearing bistam and tearing bepirut, but rather kan besoch kedei dibur, kan liacha kedei dibur. One is when he gets informed of his mistake immediately, within the amount of time that it takes to say Shalom Alecha, Rebbe Umori, which is really not a long amount of time, a couple of seconds. And one is when he found out about his mistake after that amount of time. So, the Kamata Yatsi Yadei Kriya, the Bryce that says that when he tore for his father, then he finds out that it was his son who died, he's still Yotze, he fulfilled his obligation of tearing. Shanimsa Bino, Basokade Dibur, that he found out that it was his son within a couple seconds, within the amount of time to say, Shalom Alecha Rabbi Amori, he found out that it was his son. This that the Bryce that says that if he tore for the father, and it turns out it was the son, he didn't fulfill his obligation of tearing. He only found out that it was the son, after the amount of time that it would take to say Shalom Alecha, Rabbi Umori.
Did that go for brachas too? Another thing?
Yes.
Yeah. Goes for that.
Is it everything?
Mm-hmm. Like you say the word bracha right from the hips. Time.
Exactly. Very good. Yeah.
So if there is any neder, somebody tells the father, there is a neder in the house for not to touch his book. Once he nullifies it, it goes for everybody in the family.
That was the first answer.
Specifically, he says, your daughter, then he has to do it for the daughter, right?
Yeah, yeah. Right. That was the first answer.
Rabbi, nothing to do with the Tawarimian, just in Yan Gezira. When somebody pass away, two kids, father, I think that he has to meet a baby. We do 2-0?
Yeah. Yeah.
Two
tearings.
One said the wrong bracha, let's say you said 8 at the end. Can you then just say, do you have to say the full?
It seems like just the last word can be changed.
Well, if you say Hashem Natan instead of Hashem Bachar,
within a couple seconds. Ask the Gemara now brings a proof. Tanya, we learned in a brisa. Mishiyesh l'chola b'soch beiso. If somebody has an ill person in his home, then it's Aleph, and the fellow fainted. The Kumaduma Shemes, and I think that the guy passed away. The car, and I tore Kriya. Then he in fact did pass away. Lo yatzi de kriya. I didn't fulfill my obligation of tearing. Amrab Shimon Pazi, Amrab Yeshuvan Levi Mishim Bar Kapara, Lo Shanu Lo Shemes, Liachaka de Dibur. That's true. If he died after the tearing and there was a gap between the tearing and the actual passing of longer than the amount of time to say, Shalom Alecha, Rabbi Umari. But if he passed away within those few seconds, it's as if it happened. In regards to all areas, regards to brachos, regards to anything, if within a few seconds you adjust what you said, it was adjusted. Except for the following scenarios, which the Ran explains, these things are so serious. If you said it, you meant it. You can't say, oh, I said it, but you know, I have some chance to change it a little bit. That is Megadev, a person who curses God's name. Avodas Kochavim, a person who worships idols. Avodas Kochavim, Umekadesh, a person who gives a woman a ring. Umegaresh, and a person who divorces a woman. These are areas that are so weighty that you can't undo it within a couple of seconds. In other words, the Ran explains the idea of Tol Kedei Dibur Kedei Damar means that whenever anybody makes any commitment, whenever anybody does anything, when he says a bracha, when he says a tefillah, when he's promising to buy something, he's saying, I'm buying so long as I didn't change my mind within the next couple of seconds. I still want to have a chance to back out if I need to or adjust things. But in these areas, to curse God's name, chas v'shalom, to worship idols, chas v'shalom, to get divorced, these are really big deals. If a person is saying, I'm getting divorced, he's not saying, I'm getting divorced, maybe. He's getting divorced, that's it. This is a really, really big decision. And here there is no chance to change his mind, to have a couple seconds with which to change his mind. Next Mishnah. Amra, if a woman said, Konam tainav anavim elu, shani toemes. A neder on these figs or on these grapes, I'm not going to taste them. Kim latzei to the grapes and the figs. Kim latzeinim, and the husband says, I validate, I stand up the neder about the figs. So now, kulo kiyem, the whole thing is stood up, because once he validates part, the whole thing was validated. Hey, for latzeinim, if the husband says, I only want to reject about the figs, I don't want to reject about the grapes, eino mufar, nothing's rejected, achi yafar aflanavim, rejection has to be total, partial rejection's nothing. We learned that a sage who undoes part, the whole thing is undone. Did we learn about a husband?
If the father rejected part of it, it was the whole thing.
I'm not sure it was a similar case. I mean, here she says, I'm not having two things. So we're saying if he rejected only one of them, he said, listen, you're going to have the figs. That doesn't work.
Rabbi, if I've seen it, there's argument between wife and husband. Argument. And then she said, oh, I'm divorcing you. Okay. All right, so, in the nighttime they go to bedroom, everything works out good. But since it came out of her mouth, is that she has to go see a rabbi or something?
No.
Isn't that what you just said? Because,
Now, if he says, here's your get, you are divorced, and then within a second says, oh, I didn't mean it, then no. Once he gives the get, that's done. He said it, but when she says, I'm divorcing you, that's just her being angry. She's trying to hurt him. That's
what's the difference? Maybe he was
a wife can't give a get. The husband gives the get.
It works for the men, not the...
Yeah, this is a very weighty thing. When he gives a get, that's a big deal.
Baruch, you are safe.
Yeah, question.
Is Mishnah referring to these grapes and figs, but not those, or all?
She may have said all grapes.
Right, but if someone said these, but was referring just to these, it doesn't mean all.
Yeah. These would not mean all, but...
But in this case, we're...
I think both situations... Well, here she said these grapes. She didn't mean all grapes. She said these grapes.
And figs, right? Like a package, huh?
Yeah, well, there was some figs and grapes on the table. She says, I'm not going to have these grapes and these figs. That's the case of the Mishnah. Amra konim te'ina shani to'emes, v'anava shani to'emes. If she used a different language, though, she said, a neder on me from figs that I'm not going to taste, from grapes that I'm not going to taste. Harelushni nedarim. These are two separate nedarim. Ask the Gemara, Mani masnisin, who is the view of our Mishnah? Answer the Gemara, it's Rabbi Yishmael. The Tanya lived in a Braisa. The Pasuk says, Isha yekimenu, her husband will validate it. Isha yefeirenu, her husband will reject it. So that tells us the following. Amra konam teinim v'anavim elu shani toemes. If she said as a neder, I'm not going to be tasting these figs and these dates. Kiim latzeinim. If the husband validates part of it, kulo kiim, the whole thing is validated. Hefer latzeinim. If the husband rejects only part of it, he rejects the figs. Hey, no mufar, that's not a rejection. Hachi yafar aflan of him, until he rejects the whole thing, he rejects the grapes too. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael, that's the view of Rabbi Yishmael. So that's our Mishnah, that a partial rejection is not a rejection, but a partial validation is a validation. Rabbi Akiva, Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Arei Omer, the Pasuk said, Isha yekimenu, v'isha yefeirenu. Her husband will validate it, her husband will reject it. So therefore, Mayakimenu, just like the validating you're saying, is Mimenu. If he validates even some of it, part of it, it's validated. From it, if he will validate from it, it is validated. Afirfeiranu, so to the rejection means yafer mimenu. If you will reject from it, it is rejected. Rabbi Shmuel will answer, miksiv, does it say yafer mimenu? He will reject from it. It says yafirenu. And Rabbi Akiva will answer back, makashafar alakama. The pasuk puts together the rejection with the validation. It says together, yishayu kimenu, yishayu feirenu. So ma kama mimenu, just like the validation is even validating only part of it. Afafar mimenu. So to the rejection is even rejecting only part of it has the status of rejection. Amr Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Zudev Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva. These are the views of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, but the sages say, Makish HaKam Al-Afara, there is an equation and a linkage here between validation and rejection. Ma'afara, just like rejection, Masha Hefer Hefer, just like in rejection, Masha Hefer Lo Hefer, that if you rejected only part of it, then we don't say the whole thing was rejection. Ah, fakama, so to invalidation. Masha kiyem lo kiyem. If he only validates part, then we don't say the whole thing was validated, and it did not. It's not considered a validation. So we end up with three positions. According to Rabbi Shmuel, if you validate part of the neder, the whole neder is validated. If you reject part of the neder, nothing was rejected. According to Rabbi Akiva, if you validate part, the whole thing is validated. And if you reject part, the whole thing is rejected. And according to the Chachamim, if you just like when you reject part, we don't say the whole thing is rejected. So too, if you validate part, nothing was validated. Because Hakama is compared and equated to Hafara.
Yeah,
he got rid of us, correct?
So Rabbi, rejection could be partial? Is that
it's an argument. We have three positions in the Tanayim. One Tana, Rabbi Shmuel, says that if there was a neder with two parts to it, figs and grapes, if she rejected part, nothing's been rejected yet. I'm sorry, if the husband rejects part, nothing's been rejected. The neder stands on both levels, both for the figs and the grapes. If the husband validates part, then the whole thing is validated, nothing can be rejected anymore, and the neder stands on the whole thing. That's Rabbi Shmuel. According to Rabbi Akiva, no. According to Rabbi Akiva, if he rejects part, fine. That's a rejection. If he validates part, that's a validation. And according to the Chachamim, the same way when he rejected only part of the neder, you're telling me it wasn't a rejection, the whole neder stands, they hold if he only validated part, it wasn't a validation.
Well,
it's not a validation. He can still reject the neder. Yeah. Next case, Amra Konam Te'ina, if she said a neder, not to have the fig, Amarava, Shani Toemes, Ve'anava Shani Toemes, she said both Konam Te'ina, a Konam on the fig, and on the grapes, Rava said, Masnitz in our Mishnah is Rabbi Shimoni, that's the view of Rabbi Shimon, Damarat Shiomar Shvul, Lekalech V'yechad. Who's going to teach us the Masechet Shavuos that if a fellow is watching objects and five different guys come and say, you have a pikadon of ours, give it back. He says, no, I don't. A shavuah that I don't. So if he uses the word shavuah for each one, a shavuah I don't have to you, and 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 a shavuah I don't have to you, then it's five shvuos. So the same way in regards to a shvua, he has to detail to each one. A shvua don't have to you. That's our Mishnah, that if she detailed konam about this and a konam about this, then these are separate nedarim, and the husband who rejects one rejected that one, but not necessarily the next.
Okay, so is he adding the word konam to our Mishnah, or just saying it's implied?
I mean, he's saying that it's implied. Next Mishnah. If a person, the husband says, Yodeani Shiyesh Nidarim, I knew that there's such a thing as Nidarim. And I knew that my wife made a Nader. I will any Yodea Shiyesh Mefirin. I didn't know at the time that I heard of the Nader that I could reject. But now that I hear that I can reject, I want to reject. So now that he knows that he can reject, Yafa, that's considered the Yom Shamo, and he can reject it now. Yodei ani sheyesh mefirin. I knew that we could reject things. Aval eini yodea. I didn't know at the time that I heard shezeh neder, that even this neder that my wife made, I can reject. So I knew that her husband could reject, but I didn't know he could reject nedarim shebeino leveina. So now I want to reject it. So Rabbi Meir Omer lo yafer. Rabbi Meir says, no, too late already. Now he can't reject, because he had known earlier that husbands could reject nedarim. Chachamim omrim yafer, but the Chachamim say he can reject because he didn't know that he had the power earlier. And now that he's finding out, he is only now aware, so now he should be able to reject.
Should that be 24 hours? What happened 24
hours? The question is, when is the 24 hours start? Does it start from the actual hearing of the words? But he didn't know what his powers were. So maybe it starts from when he heard of the words and he was aware of his power. Wow. So we're saying that it's only when he's aware of that he can reject such a neder. What about if he knows he can reject Ndarm generally? He didn't know that this particular one could be rejected. So that's the argument between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim.